Reading for January 20th, entitled, Help Only in Christ. I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. I know that all who are saved in the kingdom of God will have battles to fight against Satan, and I know that he will work every device to secure you to himself, for through you, he could afflict us and weaken our courage and bring a burden of care upon us. But I am glad for every letter that we receive expressing your feelings of determination to press on and fight the good fight of faith. You say you love Jesus and mean to devote your lives to his service. Precious resolution. The more you preserve your Christian integrity to know and understand for yourself the way of life and salvation, the less of the worldly mold will be upon you. The more you know of Jesus, the more you will desire to know, and the more ignorant you will feel that you are in regard to things of eternal interest. We want the right spirit, the teachable spirit, willing to learn in Christ's school the lessons of humility and meekness. Learn of me, said the heavenly teacher, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 and 30. It is when we seek to carry our own burdens, and when we manufacture a yoke for our own necks, that the yoke is grievous and the burden becomes heavy. We want Christ's meekness. Then little things will not irritate us. We may have zeal in working, but this is not all that we need. We want true Christian sympathy. We want self and our will submerged in the will of Christ. We want an eye single to the glory of God. We want to be continually anxious and working for the honor and glory of God. The soundness of our principles will be tested, and the strength of our loyalty will be proved. I wish all could see, as I have seen, the sharp, keen, persevering workings of Satan to tempt and to deceive. His vigilance never relaxes. He has ready access to souls because they are not attentive to heed the warnings God has given them. So many invite the enemy to tempt them. They walk so carelessly that they become an easy prey. They throw wide open the citadel of the soul and invite his entrance, place themselves in circumstances where they will be entrapped. We are to remain just the people God designed we should be, gathering the divine rays of light from the Sun of Righteousness and diffusing these rays amid the moral darkness that covers the earth. Taken from letter 8A, dated January 20th, 1879, to Edson and Emma White.